Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
That was Patriots' number one wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, who, by the way, has had his arraignment bumped back to February. So would seem that would indicate that he'll be available to the Patriots through whatever playoff run. Not going to land on any commissioner's exempt list. Yes, Dan Ball?
The specific date is the 13th, which is a couple days after the Super Bowl. So he will be available pretty much no matter what. Hi, Lily.
What about the parade?
Hey, Lily.
What if he has to miss the parade to be arraigned? Well,
The judge is a Pats fan.
Yeah, they'll bump it back again. Right.
I'm sure Richard Berman will be able to get involved and help us out again.
Also, another note out of the West Coast, Amarian Hampton has said he's looking forward to his first game, certainly saying that he's going to play the running back who's been missing time with an ankle injury and is questionable. Sounds like he'll be on the field.
Regarding Steph Diggs, is there been ever a time you can think of where two big stories drop back-to-back days and feels like had zero or little to no real impact on, I don't know, the preparation, the team, the psyche, any of that?
Nothing. It didn't resonate. It was like you dropped a rock in the pond, but no waves went out.
Right.
It just dropped and moved on. And
it's
crazy that that happened. But again, who do I give credit for that to? It's got to be Vrabel, right?
Yeah. Does it make accusations versus, right, the being actually arrested? I don't know.
Back-to-back days, like, leading up to the – it was amazing. That felt like one of those things. I always say this, like, some teams lose an offensive lineman and the whole thing falls apart. Some teams put a backup in and they just keep rolling on. That's what the Patriots did with that. No distractions here. We're moving on.
I think they got kind of lucky, though, too, like the timing. Like, it was the holiday. People were off.
Holiday and the teams that they were playing, the importance of the games.
Right. I don't know. They did a good job with it, even though we questioned a little bit the way Mike said, not disappointed at all when he was first asked about it. Was a little curious, but they've moved on. Now it's time to play some playoff football with your best players on the field and Christian Barmore and Stephon Diggs. Real quick on that comment that he said about Drake needs to be a little meaner. Have you noticed that's a trend? Even Drake has brought it up. Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking to him about the refs, and he's like, at some point in my career, they might see my dark side, and I might start to get on them. And he has even talked about, at some point, I'll probably yell at the receivers a little more as I get a little older.
Dude, it's like he's got a plan. Why are we worried about it?
Right.
You know? Like, we're sitting here. I was tripping about a lot of things he did last year. It's like, why was I tripping, man?
Yeah.
Like, he's got it all under control. He's letting us see who he is little by little, not all at once. He's teasing us with who he is, and so he's got a plan. Don't worry about it.
And it's sort of a natural evolution, right? It's the young guy. Like, right now, if he yells at Steph Diggs, even if Steph Diggs kind of wants him to, not sure it goes well.
He knows he hasn't earned that yet.
In 3 years, when he's 27 or he's 28 and he's yelling at some receiver, I mean, it is the two-time MVP, and he does have a Super Bowl ring, and, like, you know.
And that's where the respect comes, man,
Absolutely.
Is when you start getting those trophies on your mantle.
I really like that point you made. He knows he hasn't earned it yet. There's a pecking order, and he's got to validate being the guy that barks at them and gives them attitude, not just the quarterback.
All right, we're having some connection issues with Fitzy. We'll try to reset that, get him back in here. But we don't need him right now anyway, because it's time for the build-up. It is time for Ted Johnson to tell me the most important matchups and factors that are going to take place Sunday night, playoff football. So, Ted, the floor is yours.
Okay, all right. We'll just hit a couple of the big points in this. But first, let's just focus on kind of what the Chargers are going to do on offense, right? So the Chargers have a good running game. It's not a great running game, but a good running game. But they have an excellent offensive coordinator in Greg Roman when it comes to, in particular, designing run plays. The Chargers are the number one ranked offense in the running game to perimeter runs. And you go, well, Ted, didn't they lose two of their starters? They did. They're on the offensive line. Their tackles, both tackles, have been hurt. Everybody's been talking about it all week long. But they still do a great job of scheming perimeter runs, pulling tackles, pulling centers. It's an advanced run scheme, and I saw it when he was the offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, in the 49ers, when he was also the offensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens. And in both cases, he had mobile quarterbacks that he would use in the running game. And so I think he's basically given his quarterback, Justin Herbert, the green light to run the football. So just watch perimeter runs. The outside linebackers, Clavon, Chaisson, Harold Landry, Anthony Jennings are going to have, I think, probably one of the biggest jobs. I think the most important job on the field in this game is for the outside linebackers to keep contain on Herbert when they pass rush and to make sure they do not lose contain against the run.
We talk a lot about this over the course of the year. For a while there, Marcus Jones was like your second leading tackler. And we were talking about, I don't know if we really like Marcus Jones as the second leading tackler. And, you know, those DBs and the big role they're playing on the edge there. Where are you in terms of that? Because Christian Gonzalez has been as physical as anyone could have asked, right? He's been a hitting machine to some degree as
a
cornerback.
I like that, though, because I like the fact he came in with a reputation for not being that guy, and he's trying to prove to you every single day that he's not that guy.
Right. So you get Robert Spillane back. You know, so you're focusing on the edge runs, but, you know, you're a former middle linebacker. There's nothing to say the middle linebacker can't get to the edge, right? Make a good read and get to the edge and help out over there. You get Spillane back. I do think that's interesting because I'm not sure the Chargers know how good or not good the Patriots run defense is, because I'm not sure we know how good or not good with Spillane and Milton Williams. They won't have Tonga. He's out. So you're not at full strength, but you're closer to what you were at the beginning of the year when we thought it was a real strength.
Closer in the sense of the personnel is out there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because they have not played even close to what they started the season out, even close in the last month. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to test that. But Greg Roman, perimeter runs, be leery of that. When it comes to getting after the passer in Justin Herbert, the Chargers are the 31st ranked pass blocking team in the NFL. Herbert's been sacked 56 times.
Yeah,
he's been sacked as many times as we thought that Drake May was going to be on pace for, because he was on pace for at a time, you know, a month into the season, 65, 66 sacks. And I think he's at 48. So he's the offensive line for the Patriots, conversely, has done a hell of a lot better job. I'm just curious, how are you going to create pressure? Because if you blitz him, he's excellent against the blitz. So you got to get pressure on Herbert with four guys rushing. Can they do that? The Christian Barmore, it was Elijah Ponder sack from last week's game. It was a four-man rush, but they ran two-man games. So basically they stunted, they did things to confuse the offensive line for the Dolphins, and Ponder got his sack. They're going to have to do a lot of stunting, three-man games, two-man games, you know, on either side. They're going to have to get creative, but the last thing they cannot do, it's like when you're playing Josh Allen, you cannot lose containment on the edges. Remember Josh Allen, Barmore did not contain on a play, and Josh burned him on it. So do not give up the contain on Justin Herbert, and you will help your chances and win this
game. So you don't want to blitz Justin Herbert. You don't think blitz is a big part?
He's actually gets a blitz.
Okay.
Yeah. If you do it, don't casino blitz him. Don't send six. You know, if you want to put five into the rush and play single high safety and man underneath, I'm okay with that, but not a lot. He's excellent against the blitz is all.
Yeah, okay. Guys, I saw a thing real quick that number one, His rushing prop is crazy high. It's over 30 yards, which means they expect him, because he's such a good runner, to evade pressure and scoot for a couple first downs. He even had a big one against the Texans a few weeks ago. And two, he was tied with one other quarterback for the most touchdown passes under duress this season. That quarterback, Drake May.
Also want to note the 56 sacks.
Yeah.
We also need to remember he sat out the season finale against the Broncos.
That's right.
So he really would have gotten sacked like 60 times.
Right.
Because they're the best pass rush in football. That's so he really would have been sacked if he had played in that game 60-plus times
That's
on
right.
the season.
So let's look to the other side of the football. All right, the Pats offense going up against that Chargers defense. I think it's the best matchup of the night. You get two really good units going up against each other. The Patriots offense in most metrics are in top 10. And same thing with the Chargers. This is a very, very good defense. So let's just look at a couple of the indicators that would suggest if the Patriots lose this game, it's probably because Drake May throws an interception. And the three losses so far this year, Drake May has at least thrown an interception and been sacked three or more times. So the offensive line has its work cut out for them because the L.A. Chargers, L.A. Chargers, they're ranked fifth in sacks with 45. They are third in third down defense. They're second in interceptions. They're fifth in fewest passing yards, and they're fifth in opposing quarterbacks' completion percentage. So across the board, they don't have a lot of weaknesses. They do everything when it comes to red zone, third down, passing, rushing. They are top 10, if not top 5, in a lot of the categories. The best defense they've played all season
long. Yes, but can I say that about the Patriots' offense? Have we settled in the way they're running the ball of late? Maybe not the totality of the season. Drake May throwing the ball. Yeah. Drake May deep. Drake May short. Yeah. Like, it's kind of a...
There's a lot there.
Rocking a hard place battle.
What a lot of people would tell you is that the game plan for the Patriots is take what they give you. They play 80% zone. Okay, 80% zone. So they're basically daring you to take shots down the field. So do we think Drake May can just take what's given to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Check down Charlie, baby. Check down Charlie.
I don't feel like he's overly aggressive. Yeah. Or
that was the question earlier in the year. He's a gun. He can't just take what's. Right. He'll take it now.
I think one of the favorite.
And no one's better at teaching him that than Josh.
Absolutely, my buddy. Hey, buddy. I think one of his favorite plays, and certainly one of my favorite plays, and you might be able to tell me what it's called, Ted. But that little where they roll out to the right. And it's dragging Hunter Henry, but then he just kind of stops and almost drifts back a little bit. And then Drake just throws back to the hash, and he's wide open, and he picks up 12, 15 yards. It's like Hunter Henry is just, he stops and lets the defense run by and just throw it to me.
It's got the elements of what we used to call, we didn't say it quite like this, but it was similar to this, oh crap screen. Oh crap. Screen is kind of what he's doing. They're getting you to. He's rolling out to a certain side of the field that you think he's going to throw to, but he throws the opposite field when a tight end was showing like he was going to be blocking the whole time, and then he late releases. Oh, they'll have that in there.
Yeah, I
you'll see that.
And you know, Giardi brought it up,
and it's excellent against teams that have pass rushes where they pin their airs back because
over-aggressive.
Over-aggressive, and it slows their ass down.
Take advantage of their speed and their aggression and all those things.
There you go.
And that's, you know, Giardi brought that up, and I know we're around here, we probably don't watch a ton of Chargers games, but this Jesse Minter, this defensive coordinator, head coaching candidate, by all accounts, really smart, creative, going to do a lot. And I said to Fitzy, part of why he can do a lot is the personnel and Derwin James. And Derwin James can blitz or he can be deep in center
field.
He's
the wild card, right?
Yeah, and that allows guys to be more creative when you have players on the field like that.
And absolutely. I told you, he's looking for a new job. He's going to be throwing everything he can at you to confuse you.
Oh, that is right. I'm going to keep an eye on that. Yeah. That idea that part of his interview process starts 8 o'clock Sunday night on tape on the
field. Where you see it is they do things that they shouldn't have in a certain situation where it's like, did you have to be that aggressive there?
Right.
Did you, was that a smart call there? You know, kind of, I don't know, a zero blitz against the Giants in the biggest game ever. Do you have to call a zero blitz there? Like,
why'd you pick that one?
Yikes.
No other examples for you?
So, and just to put a bow on kind of the main points here is basically, they play a ton of zone, 80%. Josh McDaniels is excellent in coming up with schemes to exploit zone. The guys that you look for in zone, obviously Steph Diggs, very, very good. And then the running backs and the tight ends will be guys that they will try to use in the zone. And I tell you what, if they want to play two high safeties, which they do a lot, I still say take shots. I think Drake May, take your check downs, take your money when you can get it, but don't be afraid to every now and then, if you get a matchup you like, take your shots. Don't let that scare you.
That's my only fear in this entire offensive game plan, is that Drake May gets a little conservative, Fitzy, that he has a little bit of that, you know, not afraid to try to make a play, but fearful of making a mistake. So normally week three, I would have just let go. I would have cocked and rocked and thrown it. And maybe he goes, oh, this is a playoff game. That's a defense that's really good. They got 19 picks. Maybe I should just run for 3 yards and get out of bounds. That's my one fear.
Yeah.
Nah, but don't forget, we talked about this earlier in the week. That same Drake May earlier in the year that played afraid to make the mistakes was still learning the offense. The Drake May that slipped that ball to Pop Douglas against the Bengals in and amongst five defenders, that guy hasn't left anytime soon.
617-779-7937. Let's work in some phone calls. Speaking of West Coast, let's go to Tucker in Venice Beach. What's up, Tucker?
Oh, there we go. Finally. Sheesh. I was about to hang up. How you guys doing? I have a little bit of an urgent scenario here I need to workshop with the team. So a good buddy of mine, he has a well-documented history of cursed Patriots jerseys. Everyone lines up with a trade, injury, or bad era. He had a Sagan jersey that he got from Marshalls, Jamie Collins right before he got traded, and then he bought Collins again when he came back, and then he got Devlin right before the injury. And then he had a Brady color rush and a Cam Newton jersey. And then he texts our group chat today, and he just got a Drake May jersey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, make him return it.
Yeah, return.
So you think that's the jinx? Yeah. Can you make him return it?
I mean, it's not a good sign.
No.
We're in shambles.
It's probably the first thing I'll think of when
if they lose, if something goes bad.
Grace. Tucker, your friend, that son of a – what was he thinking?
Of course.
Tell him to go run by a Ladd McConkey jersey instead.
Seriously.
Well, it's good for him finding a Drake May jersey. They're not exactly easy to find these days in the Fanatics or the Patriots Pro Shop anywhere else. But how are we feeling about Drake May? So we're now 48 hours away. You told me the biggest change in the postseason is the pressure and the feel. And is he starting to tighten up at all?
Yes, a little bit. He is definitely gonna tighten up a little bit. He wouldn't be human if he didn't. Like he's not a stone cold killer just yet.
Are you sure?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Where do you get confidence from? You get confidence from doing something successfully over and over and over again.
Right.
So he's never played in a playoff game in his life. This is the first time.
Big games. He said
no, it's not
ACC title game and whatever else.
ACC? Did he really?
Yeah.
He played an ACC title game
2 years ago.
Oh, they got to it. They just didn't win it.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. ACC title game. I don't know. NFL playoff game. Not really the same.
But isn't there something to the effect? Because he's done this, Fitzy. We have now interviewed him for the entirety of the season. And I feel like every time we ask him one of these questions, are you worried about the weather? Are you worried about your first playoff game? Are you worried about? He's like, nah, I've been playing football a long time. I've done this. He almost doesn't empower the situation to control him. He ignores it.
What do you think, Fitzy? Yeah.
I think it's all part of his DNA, guys. I think it's 100% his makeup. He doesn't let things bother him that much. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get mad in traffic, if he doesn't – a lot of the things that
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Other us normal folk, the working class and everybody else, like, these things just don't seem to bother him as much. So our fears of somebody who could be so geeked up because the moment is so big and he knows how many people are watching him and how important his performance is, may not actually sort of come to a boil Sunday night. When people tell you, Ted, like, you know, after that first hit, it's just a regular game. Like, mm-hmm. If there's anyone who's telling us that right now that I believe most, it's Drake May. Doesn't mean that there won't be a mistake, a sailed pass, or possibly, you know, a scramble that leads to a loaf of bread fumble. But I don't think the moment's going to be too big for him.
I think we just got a question for next week's may or may not. Do you get angry in traffic, or do you let it roll off?
Road rage.
May or may not. Excellent.
Put a pin in
there
that.
Real quick, there's evidence that would suggest that he does get bothered. If we can remember his games in which he started where the ball's flying over the guy's head, he's like not even close on little simple passes to the outside.
Yeah, but
so those were nerves. That's how I view nerves.
But is that energy or anxiety? You know what I mean?
It's the same. What's this? There's no difference.
No, but you're out there. So I'm struggling memory wise right now. Was Tampa one of those games? What were the games where we've talked about that? And why was he more amped up than normal for those games? And why would that translate? We know why he'd be amped up Sunday night. It's a playoff game. It's the biggest game of his life, right? Why was he amped up in those games?
Well, I feel like the Raiders game was first game of the season.
Yep.
He was a little bit like that.
I'm throwing that one out.
Okay. Steelers game felt like a little bit the ball wasn't going where he wanted to.
Okay. I just made a couple mistakes. I feel like I'm an excuse maker for
the Browns. they threw a pick six.
But he didn't let it happen again, and he told him it wouldn't, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Like, he also had a face full of Miles Garrett all game long as well. He got sacked five times by one man.
Well, and that proves the point. If a team can sense Miles Garrett get to him, the Falcons got to him. They still won that game. They still won the Browns game.
Yeah.
You know, so even though he gets rattled early, he's still able to overcome mistakes from being rattled.
I don't expect this game to be without adversity, but I think he will probably deal with it pretty well. 617-779-7937. It's working a couple phone calls. Let's go to Jay in Portland. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Fitzy, I couldn't agree with you more in regards to Drake's DNA. I mean, the guy's the youngest of four brothers. His dad played quarterback at a high level. All of his siblings have played at a high level. I think Brady's sister maybe did that too. He was the youngest of four, but he had three older sisters.
Yep.
I just think it's very, I don't know. It's just a neat way to look at it because, like you said, this kid doesn't get... floundered at all. He doesn't get flipped at all. You know, nothing changes this guy's mind.
So thanks for the call, Jay. He doesn't get floundered, flustered, flipped, anything at all.
I agree.
Whether that's DNA, whether that's brothers, there's some comparisons. We've talked Brady growing up in that household. We've talked Gronkowski growing up in that household. There is some...
There's something to it.
Potential
so have at least 3 to 4 kids if you want to have a star athlete.
I think it's too late. I think I'm done in that area. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Andy in Medway. The subject line here, Dan Ball says, sports radio opposition scouts. Okay, Andy, I'm intrigued. What do you got?
Hey, I just had this thought earlier, but thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you guys. I do think you guys are the best in the afternoon, and I hope they keep you guys together for a long time. Anyway, I was just thinking, I wonder if they have, like, nerds locked up somewhere out there just, like, listening to all sports radio around here and clipping, like, all these interviews with you know, all the different coordinators and whatnot, just trying to get information and how much subterfuge and everything is going on. It's just, it's very interesting to me.
All right, thanks for the call, Andy. Yeah, I mean, we learned Brian Hoyer is watching mic'd up segments affecting Super Bowls. Bill Belichick read every clip there was. Every clip.
I mean, you know how he would start his mornings, right?
Yeah. I used to do those clips. I had to put together those
Are you serious?
Great story.
Okay.
I had to be there at like 5 in the morning.
Some people might want
to
hear this story, us young producers back there. He's on a treadmill every morning, and he got these papers he's flipping.
And he would highlight little quotes.
I thought he ignored the noise.
No. He ingested it and used it.
You're just figuring out that he would say one thing but do another, right? That's kind of Bill's MO.
And he used everything from quotes to if a beat reporter saw a guy put a weird glove on his left hand or something and it made its way to a notebook, Bill would sort of stash that away or tell Ernie, "Well, Ernie, what does that mean?" Like, they would use in everything.
Yeah, and Bill should have given Hoyer credit on that.
Yeah,
he did
spread that word. We'll talk to Brian about that Tuesday, get a little more info. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the other side. We're also going to do something real creative. Never been done before in sports radio or Patriots Football Weekly. We're doing a tale of the tape. We're going to check off the tales of the tape for Patriots Chargers. We might compare it to Jones and Keefe, see if they're homers. They had a lot of green checks on the Patriots side and to a couple others. So tale of the tape, Patriots Chargers up next here on WEEI.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.